I think there are a couple of things that we need to keep in mind when we desire divine healing for ourselves or for someone else. And one of these is that all healing that Jesus granted was temporary. Everybody that he healed, all those that he raised from the dead, they eventually died, got sick and died, or they had some sort of accident or what we would call an unnatural death. The other thing is that we look for this healing and we believe Jesus for them, but we accept whatever his answer is because it's always the best for us. He always has this long view of our total existence. And our existence in this life is just an eye blink compared to our eternal existence. Listen to what happened one time as Jesus returned into Galilee after healing the man who had all those demons. It's found in Luke 8, the 40th verse. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And look, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him that he would come into his house, for he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay dying. But as Jesus went, the people thronged about him, and a woman having an issue of blood for 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could she be healed of any of them, came up behind him and touched the border of Jesus' garment, and immediately her issue of blood was stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude thronged about you and pressed you and saying, 'Who touched me?'" And Jesus said, "Somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue has gone out of me." And when that woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and fell down before him. And she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." And while he yet spoke, there came one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, only believe, and she shall be made whole." You see, it seemed as though faith in Jesus had not worked for Jairus, and his daughter had died. But Jesus, when he heard that she had died, said, "Do not fear, only believe, and she shall be made whole." You see, Jesus knew that disease and death will not keep us. They cannot contain us. Sometimes this healing is ultimate. When we pass from this life into another life and get a new body, I pray that you will trust Jesus with healing. Ask him for healing. He wants you to ask him. And we may be healed in a moment. And we may, according to the will of God, receive ultimate healing. Let's pray. Father, I trust myself into your hands. Whatever it is, I ask you to heal me, to keep me strong, keep me well, so I can continue my ministry. But Lord, I know this. I am in your hands. Whatever happens to me, I know that you will heal me completely and ultimately. And I'm not afraid of those things because I believe in you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.